Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, the last day of August. Can you believe it? August 31st, 2023, getting into the, the Labor Day weekend as we approach that, but many things to talk about. America, disgraced, replaced, and depopulated. The process of depopulation taking place right now, Maui, other places all throughout the United States. Are you paying attention? Are you see what's going on here? Yeah, I mean, you've got to be absolutely just, you've got to have your head so far up your backside if you're not seeing what is taking place right now. To toss the quote up here, let's talk a little bit about righteous anger. Because, you know, I don't like to be angry all of the time, but if you're, as Eric says, you're angry all the time. Angry, Doug. But here's a quote from St. Thomas Aquinas. Most people are taking everything in stride as America becomes a nightmare. He who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. And by the way, my own opining here, when have we seen justice in this country? We haven't, not for a long time. Continuing with the quote, and if you can live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust. Let me repeat that last sentence. And if you can live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust. And yes, we're talking to you, the people out there who, we don't like it when you get angry. No, we should be angry over everything that's taking place. I'm going to stop right there because I don't want to take a second more from Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Folks, get a hold of his private intelligence briefings. Look, it's necessary show prep for me. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's stuff that it's tomorrow's headlines today. It'll give you a leg up on things that will be happening. It's that valuable. Please do that. Go to stevequayle.com, and from there you can sign up for his private briefings. It's by subscription, and it's worth every penny of it. Steve, thanks for coming on today. Let's talk.
Well, Doug, I think that it's critical that everyone understands that the Luciferians used to do things with a hidden hand, and they give symbols and they give numbers, i.e. 33. They give other 666 famous. They take out landmarks. They do everything on the, whether it's the witch's Sabbath or whatever occult calendar period, they used to signal that, hey, this is us and we're doing this. But I want to deal with Maui right now, because Maui is one of the most beautiful islands in, obviously, the South Pacific. But it's also a turning point for this nation. Not one mainstream media mouthpiece, and you'd think they'd have plenty to talk about, is even mentioning all the anomalies, whether the water was turned off, whether, obviously, the sirens were turned off. And I would say this. Law enforcement being given orders from someone to turn them away as they're trying to escape out of Lahaina and the area around Lahaina, and in essence sentencing our fellow countrymen to certain death.
Yep.
Now we have, and I'm going to turn right back over to you because you're the forensic guy, now we have a giant black wall going on so people can't see. People are blocked and arrested if they go back to their home. This is the displacement of the Hawaiian people. And it's more than that. This is a takeover of whatever the globalists want and set their sights on. Just like Florida. Florida is being hammered with weatherized weapons. And anybody that doesn't believe that, please turn off this show now, because you are dead men and women walking. There's no time to pull any more punches, Doug, and not that you have or I have, but the point is mass murder took place. There are 2,200 children unaccounted for. There are YouTubes of a couple of very lovely looking young ladies talking about all the sex trafficking going on in not just Maui, but Kauai, the Big Island, and Oahu. The bottom line is, everyone, we're watching right now a view to a kill of our fellow countrymen, men, women, and children. And with a fence up, you will see bulldozers coming in. Then you have the annunciation by the governor that, you know, you're going to have a rebuild that's going to be a smart city, okay? And I always wonder, Doug, how dumbasses can build smart cities. That's an anomaly, too. But all forensic evidence points to multiple, fuel air explosives beyond just a directed energy weapon. A directed energy weapon is direct.
I don't mean to overtalk you, but it doesn't have to be. And this is what people, I think, get stuck on. Look, I am not the fire, forensic fire specialty is out of my, I've never really studied the fire forensics. I would get people in, if I had a fire, I had one, people know from listening, I had one investigation, $2.5 million insurance policy on a man that died in a car fire. Okay. And the car that was, there was external accelerant used on the car. And, it was a counter forensic measure. Bottom line, the car was, I mean, burnt to a crisp, but nothing ever looking like these cars. But the reason I mention this is this: it's people are stuck on, well, it could have, maybe it was directed energy weapons, or maybe it was, it wasn't. It was the power lines. No, it wasn't. It was this. It doesn't have to be either or. It could be all of the above, right? That's what I wanted to say.
Yes, but also, just a little background. One of the smartest guys in the world on rocket fuel is in federal prison, unless he's dead. When Ted Gunderson was alive, he set up interviews with me with a man named Michael Reconocido. His parents were tied in to all the different aspects of explosives, rocket propellant, and different things. In order for the aluminum that some of the YouTube bloggers or whatever, before they get kicked off, are showing, those flames were not even in the normal temperature range of what is could be considered, you know, a normal fire or initiated fire by normal means. The reason the wall is up, and I talked to somebody who's really into understanding what was on, it's called fuel air explosives. And fuel air explosives are using basically an initial detonation followed by a secondary detonation, all instantaneously pretty much, and using the oxygen in the atmosphere as the oxidizer. I had one metal guy tell me, Steve, that did not happen without the, how should I say this, multiple, almost 5 gallon. I said, well, how big are these devices? Doug, we have stuff in our arsenal, just like Russia does, that can create such exothermic heat. That means outside of what most people can, the energy, you know, is generated out, or exothermic can mean outside, endothermic means inside. But the word fuel air explosive, okay? And that doesn't mean a big boom all the time. That means intense heat. So whoever set multiples, and I asked my explosive guy, I said, well, how many are we talking about? He said a couple hundred. Now, I want people to understand something. Any evidence of that will be bulldozed, covered up, and covered over, just like 9/11. There can be no residual traces of whatever compounds were used. Look, I'm not a chemist out there. But people had to be taken by, how should I say, some surprise. And concurrent with that were the 85-mile-an-hour winds. Dane Wigington basically said, and he's the guy to listen to on geoengineering, You know, his bottom line was this was a generated, weatherized, geoengineered addition to the fires. It has nothing to do with climate change. And everybody should get in their head that if that little son of a bitch, Fauci, in my opinion, comes back on the scene and says, well, this is all due to global warming, we need to have a secondary round of vaccines, you know, how dumb can America be? So dumb unto death. And I talked to another person, and he said, and he's headed into, you know, the middle of nowhere in the United States. He said, why is it that the smartest people I know are all saying the same thing? In essence, Doug, these are very wealthy people that he interviews. And the thing is that they're saying to him, you got to get out. And he's gotten out of a very highly, highly dangerous and targeted area. So what we're saying about Maui, what I'm saying, and if you agree, I'm not trying to make you agree or suggest you agree, but based on the people that I know, there can only be a couple of real sources for the intense fires that took place. And I would say that by the governor making his stupid statements, in my opinion, by the mayor making his outlandish statements, and anybody, it doesn't matter if it's a fire chief or the guy that basically was put on the job a couple months ago that quit, you know, the emergency management guy, every single person is a accessory to murder that was in on it. Now, people are arguing, why was it? Why is it? You know, the elite have already told us we're gonna own nothing and be happy. Well, of course, we're gonna be dead. So when you hear the WEFers, when you hear the little wannabe mass murder of history, the biggest one, you know, and in my opinion, it's Dr. Mengele's twin, just fast forward in the future. And why does Fauci have the greatest amount of private security of anybody in the government? Why is he also the highest paid, quote, employee on the payroll for the Center for Disease Creation or for the child destructive company? And so, Doug, where we're at right now is as we see this happening in Maui with what, a burp maybe? No mainstream, and I want to say this, anybody watching mainstream media, you're already dead. You're programmed, and the day that Doug Hagman or myself or Alex or Mike Adams or anybody that has been on alt news the longest, we're all going to be silenced because the European Union just passed the rule that if we in America say something about some, you know, ignoramus in NATO, we can be taken offline. And Doug, people don't understand selective, not only YouTube disenfranchisement, but we can basically, any of us, be taken offline because we all have IP addresses and we all hook into the hubs. So Doug, it's going to be a coordinated electronic war, which is already on us. Then it's going to move to economic warfare, which is already on us. You're hearing people being debanked. Isn't it interesting? The more they accuse us trying to debunk us, the more of them get debanked, okay? And, you know, this isn't Fantasy Island with Hervey Velasquez saying, deplane, deplane.
You're dating yourself now, brother, but yeah.
I don't mind. Yeah. So dating myself. So in retrospect, where are we right now? In introspect, I want to say something. Retrospect, looking backwards. All of us better have an introspective talk with ourselves. If they can do that to them and nobody cares, what can they do to me? What can they do to us?
And that's, you're 100% accurate. Again, I don't want to take your time, but.
Oh, no, speak your mind. Speak your mind because it gives me a chance to get some water.
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing. I just think people are mentally corralled by their environment, by where, for example, if you live in your basement all of the time and you don't see sunshine, okay, it really impacts your mental faculties. I'm just as an example. So if you just simply watch the mainstream media in order to become informed, that's like living in your basement, essentially, and never seeing the outside sunshine, never smelling the air, never looking at the trees, and you're not seeing the picture. And it's very unhealthy too, all of the above. But so you're exactly right. But here's my question to you. Why aren't more people asking questions about what is taking place in Maui? I do have on Hagman PI, just real quick, I think it was like 5 or 6 days after the fires were extinguished, this emergency Maui council meeting, there were just highlights about the fires. It was the community outcry. Folks, watch that, because it's an hour of people coming up there and saying, wait a second, they know what's going on. And they're standing in front of the council saying, we're not going to allow this. So this is getting no coverage. This is on some obscure channel, YouTube, I think it might be YouTube or Rumble, I don't know. But the bottom line is, you like to say, is people are not angry enough, or they're not doing enough. And maybe people will say, what do you want me to do? Start asking questions, start fighting back, start non-compliance, start civil disobedience, whatever you need to do, let's do. Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, and again, nonviolence. Listen, the two most successful guys in history didn't win their point of changing things with guns. And look, I'm not a pacifist. I'm on record as saying, when everybody says, well, when do we do this? When do we do that? I say, everyone will know that at the time it happens. You need to prepare for the time it happened. This is why I've advocated for all the years I've been on talk radio, shortwave radio, then podcasting. Women need to learn how to handle handguns. They need to be trained. And once the ladies are trained, because they don't have the presupposition of everybody's Wyatt Earp if they're a man, you know, and where I live, Clammy Jane was notorious in Livingston, Montana, 20 miles to the east of me. So what is critical is, and Doug, I say this, and please, we are only going to be allowed to have whatever we have as willing to fight for it. And I want to share this. It infuriates me that the average immigrant gets $2,200 a month. It's more like $4,000 with all the additional perks. And we've got people on the street, veterans, that were willing to lay down their lives. And now, in essence, they lie in a situation, I'm talking about like sleeping on the streets, and they're relegated to second-class citizens. Not even second-class. They're banana republic peels. And I'm not saying that people are that, but that's the attitude. And look at this. You mark my words, there's going to be severe fires. I don't know when. And all those people went, hey, you say this, a false prophet. I'm not a prophet. I can just say that I know enough, researched enough, know enough people after all these decades on a decadent radio platform, meaning our country has been going downhill. And because of 9/11, there was no speaking up because of Ruby Ridge, when obviously Randy Weaver's wife had her head blown off. We watched Waco. And Waco was a takeo and a takeover of all, how should I say this? It's test, test, test. Now the Luciferians know there's going to be no blowback. Now there'll be a militia and there'll be different groups fighting and they're not going to roll over and die. I'm not saying everybody's a pacifist. But what I am saying, and this is what's critical, the even intellectual challenge of the BS associated with Maui. And Doug, I woke up today and I said, Lord, I do not understand the silence. I don't, Doug. I can identify traits of the silence. I can identify actions or inactions based on the silence. But these are men, women, and children. And by the way, the numbers coming out of the background are claiming anywhere from, 1,800 to 2,000 kids were child trafficked. I'm telling everybody again, never lose track of the children. Never lose track of the children. Never lose track of the children, because it's real. And it's so wicked. Now, I'm also told, Doug, you know, if you were to try and value oceanfront property where Lahaina was, you get some pretty heavy numbers. I'm told there's a plat map. Can the guy who told me produce it? No. So take this to the Lord in prayer. But a plat map with each acre, obviously closer to the ocean, higher the money, and a secret bidding process going on. Could you, as an examiner, investigator, but you're also an examiner, you have to look at records, but can you believe if that's true? Look, I'm just telling you what's rumored out there. If that's true, then ladies and gentlemen, you cannot lose track of the fact that they, the global elite, the Rockefeller Deagle Report, want 250 million of you, me, and us dead. And Doug, we're only, 16 months away from that right now? 12, 15 months away from that. That being 2025.
Sorry about that. I accidentally hit my mic cord. I apologize. Yeah. So they are, if I am understanding what you're saying correctly, back to more or less the theme and title of today's program, disgraced, replaced, and depopulated, or depopulation in progress. Okay. So, but people, is it, again, I go back to wondering why you have this population that have seemingly dug in their heels and will comply with things like, I'm going to kind of change topics a little bit, the mask mandates, the injections. They believe that, oh, yeah, this is good. Steve, how can you appeal, converse, have a dialogue with people who are so dug in that mindset about Maui? Because, hey, take a look, you know, look at what happened here. It's coming to your city. The numbers, like you said, with the Deagle Report, look what their agenda is. How can we possibly have a dialogue or even, forgive me, coexist with these people in the same country? That's my question.
You can't. Okay. And they know that, and that's why they're going to knock off, murder, kill, bulldoze under 250, 280 million people. Look, if anybody challenges that statement, look up the Deagle Report. Now, again, I'm just the guy that brought that to the attention of the radio audience. Forgive me, Doug, I'm dating myself. Podcast audience, I don't know how many years ago. Then Alex picked up on it. And Alex did a wonderful job. Look, they're going to do everything they can to silence him. And I'm picking up stuff, and some of the words that he's saying, you know, there are some real threats against him. And I'd encourage those of you who do nothing but judge him and say, oh, his real name is this or that. I saw him testify of Jesus Christ on his own program in absolute no apologies. And I thank God for that, because, you know, Alex is the only guy outside of you that's ever asked me to pray for his audience. Now, I understand everybody thinks if you pray, you're a weenie, you know. Look, I'm telling you, we don't have any other answers now. Then when does a shooting start? I believe Dimitri Dudeman's vision was real so many years ago, going on a decade now, that, ladies and gentlemen, his vision really was simple. Before Russia nukes the United States, there's civil war. I watched, you did too, Doug. I know you did, but you saw Sarah Palin talk about, be it like her or not, she was the governor of Alaska. I saw Sarah Palin use the CW word, civil war. I watched John Voight, who's an American, who's outspoken, in my opinion, one of the greatest actors in Hollywood. We were watching people use the reality of their eyes and ears as opened up And the outcome is that left is pushing for that. You cannot have a communist revolution revolution without the takeover and takedown. I'm talking armed. And so now, Doug, if you would have Eric put up the latest headline on the 40 caliber purchase of machine guns by the IRS agents. And Eric, if you can scroll as I read, I'll read slowly. This is beyond Obama when he was buying billions of rounds with a B and so many weapons, because, ladies and gentlemen, you can look up on the internet, he wanted to have an army equal to the U.S. military for political purposes. And this is critical. I'll start reading. Why is the IRS buying 40 caliber submachine guns? Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the typical machine gun you will see, but these are also going to be suppressed. Suppressed is another term for silencers. And if you've never heard a suppressor go off, it sounds like the better the suppressors. And H&K is the best, Heckler & Koch. I used to, decades ago, be an H&K dealer. I probably shot every machine gun. I used to have a shooting range. It had machine gun backstops, even up to 50 caliber. That would be a Modus. That would be the machine gun that you see on every Bradley, unless they're using 20 millimeter anti-tank. And that's a whole different story. But I'm going to read this. The weaponization and militarization of the federal government continues unabated as Congress... the states sit back and do nothing. And you know, it's one thing to be ignorant, it's another thing to be complicit. And yes, I am inferring that. When the corporate media asked the IRS why it needed automatic weapons, millions of rounds of ammunition, and heavily armed staffers trained in the use of force, they said it was for administrative reasons. Doug, administrative reasons? What, they're going to kill all the agents in their own department, the ones they just hired? I don't think so. Eric, scroll if you would, please.
It was either pocket protectors or submachine guns. It was a hard choice, brother. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I hope their training gets better, and it will. And I'm being tongue-in-cheek because they just killed one of their own, you know. And if I've seen some of the photos taken, and I'm telling you, I think those, and I hope they listen to me on this, I think those are throwaways, because when you give people a subgun, another name for it, and you're turning them loose, they don't have to worry in their own minds about being accurate shots, okay? Whenever you see somebody going like this with a subgun, you know they don't know what they're doing, okay?
And I just want to impress upon the people, Steve, and I'm sorry for interrupting. Folks, understand this. Steve Quayle has had the experience with the weaponry of which he speaks, okay? A lot of people don't know your history. A lot of people don't know where you've been, what you've done. You've handled pretty much all of those weapons. And so when you talk with authority. I just wanted to really drive that home. Go ahead.
And I used to be, indoor range in Bozeman. Unfortunately, people in those days could go out and shoot in the country. Now, if you go out and shoot in the country, there's no place to. And then another third party came into Bozeman, another meeting 10 or 15 years after I closed the last range I had. Actually, that's not accurate. 23 years ago. Closed it and opened up a range kind of across the street from me off of Jackrabbit Lane, and it shut down within 18 months. Okay. And that guy put, I'm just quick and dirty based on the size of the building. And this is critical. He put probably somewhere around 5 to 7 million into it. Okay. And you've got to have a lot of shooters and members to cover the cash flow. He was wealthy and didn't need to pay a bank. But what am I saying, Doug, in all this? And thank you. I lived in that world. We had a legal, and everything I'm talking about is legal. I was legal, I was licensed, and I got to, either own it all or shoot it all. I mean, I've gone to Battlefield Vegas, and if anybody wants any person wants practical experience in shooting everything from an M134 minigun to an M60 belt-fed Sylvester Stallone gun. I only say that because people don't know necessarily what an M60 is. Anybody that saw Predator knew that Jesse Ventura was shooting, it's rotating barrels, it's a mini Gatling gun, and it's electrical. And you know, they usually carry a backpack of ammo because those things can fire, you know, 6,000 rounds per minute before Mike Dillon of Dillon fame. I lived in that world. I lived in the world for 30 years. I was approached literally, and people called me a liar. Well, I really did do that. And, I mean, I had the shooting range. They could come in and rent machine guns. And I was approached by the three letters, and I was offered a unique opportunity to have whatever I wanted in money to be, in essence, what Nicolas Cage's Lords of War, his presentation of basically is supposed to be Victor Bout. So I knew the people that knew the people that I knew what this stuff goes for, stuff meaning illicit weapons on the market. And guess who was selling a lot of them? Our own government. The whole, if you will, the whole Gungate issue that was under Obama's administration and people being killed, including U.S. Law enforcement officers with illegal guns that were sold into Mexico, into the cartels, coming back. And now with the billions and billions of dollars, this isn't taking a rabbit trail. You would not believe, and I won't even tell you. I will not tell. If people won't believe that, you know, that how do I say this? They're seeing mass murder on a scale, then what good does it do? Here's a question, Doug. What good does it do to tell them the weapon systems that are coming against them? So if I can have the 40, you know, the 40 caliber submachine guns. By the way, this is an important thing. A 40 caliber weapon, you know, anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 feet per minute, and it's much more powerful and much more, it has more stopping power than a 9mm. So why this is critical is the fact that they're not going for, how should I say this, any type of inferior weapons. Inferior, they're going for superior weapons. Now, the IRS has been arming for at least 10 years. At the end of 2017, the IRS had 4,487 firearms and 5,062,006 rounds of ammunition. They only need one more six in there. And it's weapon cash. According to an August 8, 2022 Forbes article, Inflation Reduction and as act, I'm sorry, Inflation Reduction Act unleashes a tougher IRS. We're going to put out a report, and I probably am going to make this one public, a private briefing, of the whole battle plan. Late Greg Evenson, God bless him, my heavenly brother, your heavenly brother, he went to be with the Lord, but he talked about the grid system. So the grid system is basically all guns registered, and they're registered, form what, 4473. They are, let's take a matrix, just take a standard checkerboard, you know, standard, or a standard grid, and then put into that grid the areas of intense gun registrations. And then, Doug, take into account that many of these areas have been overflown by helicopters, hello, with the technology that MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, designed for the military, the ability to fly over structures. And it's not X-ray, it goes into a whole bunch of physics that isn't worth talking about. They can scan a home. They can tell how many guns are in the home, even if it's in a steel safe, and how many rounds of ammo you have. Now, I think we've talked about that years ago on your program, did we not?
Yes, we did. Yes, we now, and people didn't believe it then.
Well, so let's go on. So now we have the situation. Thank you so much Eric, I mean, thank you very much. The Schumer-Manchin tax bill, known as the Inflation Reduction Act, which passed the Senate on Sunday, raises taxes and will give IRS billions to go into what the Wall Street Journal called, now listen to this, the beast mode. Beasts are always associated with basically, and like ogres, are associated with economic cannibalism. And in the case of ogre, human cannibalism. And back up again, Eric, because this is such a critical article. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not, I mean, Donald Trump said it. They're not just coming for me, they're coming for you. Okay, the video below by Mark Gifford, a pastor from Lee's Summit, Missouri, who runs a God, Family, and Guns YouTube channel, explains why the militarization is taking place. And again, 40 subguns. These are very expensive guns, by the way. And it, what I want people to understand is this, what they admit to, and this is what I'm told by ex-agents, what they admit to, they just go, how? Question to me, Doug, from those people that used to be in that world, how dumb can the American people be? And they're astonished, I'll give it right back to you, they're astonished that Americans don't get the fact that they're in the sights. And ladies and gentlemen, again, they know they have the grid, I didn't finish the story. So let's say there's 100 gun owners in top left-hand corner of the grid. Well, they have, if you've seen them, they have a policy of overwhelming force. Hello, Waco, hello, Ruby Ridge. And that's where the assignment of how many SWAT teams are going to be assigned. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
I mean,
does.
If you've got liberal hell and there's no handguns or, you know, I mean, there's no AR-15s, you know, I mean, the AR-15, that's just become the poster child for blame. You want to, you know, liberal blankety blank MSM, you want to go after the people that are going to blow you guys away? Because look, I've seen the documents that the mainstream media is toast when the elite take over, because they were willing pawns in the destruction of their own country. Believe it or not, take it to the Lord Jesus. If you're a Christian, in prayer. If you're not a Christian, you try and put in the events that are happening and you try and take it out of a biblical context. You can't do it. When you see Dmitry Medvedev, or Medvedev, that's probably more accurate, talking about the apocalypse, the Russians know that they're going to war against the United States, and some of them know that they are the instrument of God's judgment. So you said something at the beginning of this broadcast, there is no equal justice anymore. And Doug, here's what I'm saying. What they used to do in secret, the globalists, the Luciferians, now it's open. And they knew, since there was no blowback on 9/11, oh, sure, there was plenty of talk. There's everybody, here's what, this will flip you out. With the exception of 35 people, I'm told that 500, I can't validate this, but, you know, somebody who lives out of country said, you know, there's only about 35 people in Congress that aren't on their take, Luciferian's take. And then Tucker Carlson came out with a broadcast talking about the control of the CIA over the news, the mainstream news. Okay, that's the same CIA whose director years ago, Bill Casey, said, well, no, we've been effective, and I'm paraphrasing, when everything the American people believe is a lie. I submit we're there. Now, Eric, back to that article, because it's this important. It's this important, okay? Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, and Jeff Duncan, Republican of South Carolina, they introduced the Disarm the IRS Act to prohibit the IRS from buying ammunition. Of course, the bill was dead on arrival because Uniparty in Washington, which includes all Democrats and a solid majority of Republicans, think what I just said about the 500 who are not good people, okay, are all for a militarized federal government, of course. Because they'll make rules to kill you. They'll make rules to disarm you. They'll make rules to basically flat out break you financially. They'll make rules to take away the one thing America had that was so miraculously available under God's blessing, that of home ownership. That of home ownership. It breaks my heart. And yes, I believe it's righteous indignation. Now, I know the difference. Personal anger, that's not righteous indignation. But King David and others had a jealousy for protecting the name of the Lord. And listen, these people do not, they hate Americans, and they do not represent Americans, and they are globalists whose allegiance is to the military-industrial biosecurity complex. I would take that part on, because their allegiance is ultimately to Lucifer. The IRS is not alone in its militarization. Now listen to this. Hundreds of 40 caliber submachine guns, presumable for making raids on independent food producers. In essence, they've got farmers, they've got whole milk or raw milk producers in their sights. They're willing to kill the people, they're willing to kill the food, and they're willing to kill you. I pray, if, and maybe it will be, but I pray if this were my last podcast with Doug Hagman, you guys would have seen this. U.S. food supply attack, U.S. government raided and shut down Golden Valley Farms, an independent meat producer. They have a special hatred for the Amish. Why? Because they're self-sufficient. USDA raided the Fisher family's farm in Farmville, Virginia, and they seized their livestock and meat processing facility. As the state condemned and seized his property, they're Amish. The Small Business Administration has also made bulk purchases of guns and ammo. Health and Human Services, HHS, and I call those guys something that I don't want to be bleeped and I don't want to have to provide the bleep. But if you believe that they're Health and Human Services, HHS, you're already part of the matrix. You're already part of the matrix. Is a federal government preparing for all-out war against Americans who push back against the government? Media-approved messaging on pandemics, our involvement in perpetual foreign wars, and other globalist adventurism? You get the sense that maybe, just maybe, enough of us are waking up the globalists, and they are preparing to silence us once and for all. And the only way to complete that task is by force. All it would take is to make an example out of a few dozen, maybe a few hundred outspoken conservatives. Hello? The goal going forward would be to criminalize all speech that contradicts the messaging coming out of the government and its corporate partners. Doug, it's exactly what I said on Greg Hunter's. It started out to control the narrative, the mainstream media, and I'll come back to this, Eric, and then it moved to contain anything that could leak out about the evil truth. And then it came out that they're going to silence the truth tellers. The globalists' hope would be for conservatives to start turning on each other out of fear that they could be next. Well, we're going to see every form of betrayal. One of the, I believe, most historically accurate statements I've ever been the mouthpiece for is when I said there will be double crosses, there'll be triple crosses, there'll be quadruple crosses. Everybody was quick to believe that Prigozhin's dead, but they never thought of a double plane. They never thought of two planes. And yes, they can paint the same tail number on two planes. They never thought of a fake passenger list. They never thought of doubles. Everybody's got doubles. Everybody knows that, which Biden 1, 2, 3, it's let's make a deal with the devil. Which one's real? The one that basically can't follow the Easter Bunny, or the one that goes with full Nazi that gets up there and you go, that's not a normal human. That's Lucifer himself, even to the color scheme of red and black. That's the most draconian presentation I've ever seen out of the political realm. Okay. Now, this is how life goes down under fascist regimes like the one now in power. So don't be surprised if they move in this direction. It would probably happen after they steal another election, November 2024. Doug, I'm going to throw it right back to you. Where is, and I'm asking you for this answer, where is the, how do I say this? Where is the rationale in thinking that there's anybody to prosecute election fraud when everybody in Washington, by their silence, those spineless jellyfish known as Republicans in name only, those snot globules, new word, not new word, but an application, and all they are is a runny nose. They run their noses run, their mouths run, but they never, there's no change. So, Doug, what is going to be able to wake the people up, in your opinion? And it may be nothing, okay? And this is the point. Usually when God's judgment falls on a nation that does great wickedness in sight, it's sudden. He warns and warns and warns. He sends real prophets. He sends absolute devastation. He's on record as saying he controls the weather, but God has given mankind in his original creation authority, but the authority is surrendered to Lucifer. So Lucifer needs the cooperation of humans to manifest his work on earth. So back to you. You know, again, as you survey, research, and think logically, and Doug, to quote you, you make copious notes. Where are you now in your thinking?
You know, I'll be perfectly honest with you, and I, quite frankly, I don't like people who use qualifiers like that. I don't like it when people use qualifiers like that. But here's where I'm at. I'm to the point now where I don't think we are going to have an election in 2024. If we have one, it will certainly not be anything that would resemble a normal election. To digress a tad, when you look at the fact that Donald Trump was indicted and his trial is 5 months post-indictment, that never had, look, I've had experience with this. That does not happen. You don't have such a short period of time between indictment to trial. Now, the reason I brought that in is because that is exhibit one in displaying the fact that they want to make sure Donald Trump either is disqualified by secretaries of state or runs as a felon. Okay, so they're going after Donald Trump. Again, going back to the original statement about having no justice in this country. So they have overtaken, captured the justice system. So having said all of that, what do I think is going to happen? I think in order to accomplish their objectives, they have to, and I mean this, they have to kill Donald Trump. And I think Donald Trump is pretty much aware of that. They have to kill pretty much all of the people who will respond to such an act with prejudice. So they must classify us. I go back and I think about your statement. What is it? Vilify, nullify. What was that thing you used to say?
Identify, vilify, nullify, destroy.
Okay, and that's the process. I believe we as conservatives, but specifically as Christians, that's where I think we are at. We are in the process between the nullification and the destruction of our own. And that's by necessity in order for this Luciferian cabal, as small as it might be, because we could all, if we all got our act together, stood up and said, no, this is not going to happen. You're not going to do this to a former president, you know, and the people in Congress who are mealy-mouthed mushheads, okay, we've got to get them out. And if we took them out, because our Constitution allows for it, and we took out the people who are pushing this agenda, then we might have a chance. But and only if it's done in a righteous manner with prayer and going back to the initial quote of the show. But I don't see that happening. So where do I think this is all going to end up? I think it is going to be one hell of a mess. And it's we're already in it, but it's only going to get worse. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you think that there's somebody on a white horse aside from Jesus Christ, to come and save us, then you're not thinking right. Do we have a chance? It's up to you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. And here is the issue. The world of Christianity now is only, it's down to, according, I forget whose last poll, but 5% of claimants to Christianity, only 5% believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God. We just are watching now in the Church of England saying, well, you know, Christianity is dead, but we're going to keep preaching to people to accommodate them. There are no words of contempt I have for the Church of England ministers or the Church of American ministers that have sold out and will not stand on the word of God. Look, here it is, the bottom line, everybody. You can argue about the rapture. You can argue about the timing of Jesus' second coming. You can argue about everything with everyone. But at the end of the day, no one is taking most, and now I don't know every preacher, but most preachers are not even discussing the prophetic revelation of what the last 42 months of the devil's time on earth. And I want to share this, Doug.
It's bad for business, brother.
It is bad for business. And Jesus said, in this life, you're going to have tribulations. We're seeing war on the Word of God. We're seeing war on the Bible. And I say it's going to be a Fahrenheit 902. Ray Bradbury wrote the book, Fahrenheit 451. That was the temperature at which books are burned. But ladies and gentlemen, look at what we're watching right now. Everything that's on the internet will ultimately be segregated. You'll be allowed only to certain sites, and it certainly won't be alt news by permission. So now, Doug, you know, I'm sorry, I did mean this one. Forgive me. I'm not apologizing for saying what I said, but I'm so sad that so few would listen on Faces of Death book, okay? And now on Twitter, which is now called X. You know, you don't have to go back too far in history to know that X marks a spot. That's the devil's signal, a signet. It's the devil's signature. Yeah. You could be the basically most ill-bred pirate in the Caribbean. You could be, you know, one breath away from Port Royal being swallowed up beneath the waves of the ocean because it was called the wickedest nation on earth, and it was called the Sodom and Gomorrah of the Caribbean. Look it up. It's a really cool story. I actually posted a history on my website about it two days ago. But how about this? Faces of Death book, and how about Satan's signature, X, Twitter? Twitter can now harvest, I'm reading from the headline, can now harvest your biometric information, including your fingerprint. Why did Apple ever do that in the first place? Oh, I get it. Face recognition. Okay?
Yep.
And eye tracking. Musk's site quietly updates its TNCs for safety purposes. And it's what's interesting, the new policy, I'm reading this article from the Daily Mail, the new policy which describes its interest in users' biometrics, sure, don't we love this, for safety, security, and identification purposes. Also, and this is really important, added that the platform's intent to scrape up data on U.S. users' job history, educational background, and job search activity. This moves a year of turmoil for the microblogging app. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, and I'll send this to you so you can put it up on the screen. I'll send it to Eric right now. And I mean, it's just to prove that this is going on. You really want to be, and I've said it before, you know, X marks the spot of your grave. I used to say, Twitter, twatter, your blood will splatter. I'm sorry, but that's how I memorize stuff. So in essence, every federal agency is being given massive amounts of weapons. Now they're talking about MP5, 40 caliber. If you ever see a Navy SEAL, the majority of them carry that. They're suppressed. A suppressed weapon with night vision becomes the American gun-owning population's worst-case nightmare. And again, people, you know, take it to the Lord in prayer, because, ladies and gentlemen, every SWAT team raid or everything you saw in Iraq or Afghanistan, you saw it in green. By the way, now the tubes on the night vision are white phosphorus. You know, they're light years ahead of what was. And so let me ask you this. Do you think it's safe to assume that everything that you're hearing from the WEF, and I would call that hell's total mouthpiece, that you're going to own nothing? You're going to be dead. You're a useless eater. The people in Maui, God bless the Hawaiians. God bless them. They were considered a nuisance in the way of smart city future. Smart city means you can walk any place within 15 minutes. You remember, ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton's statement, it takes a village to raise a child? Well, and I would say this, raise in this case means to totally obliterate it. So, Doug, this is why the evidence is being held. This is why there's no forensic examination. This is why, for the record, the certain melted properties of magnesium, and if you've ever had a magnesium fire starter, magnesium in powderized form is a formidable flash incendiary. But what I'm talking about is a level of sophistication of the 5-gallon gasoline cans with a mixture of everything from rocket fuel to a overdriven explosion. Overdriven explosion, just again, as I explained it, is the initial explosion sets off the major explosion. In other words, it's initiating exposure. And then you've got a fuel air explosive that sucks the air out, which is acting as an oxidizer. I think that this Maui madness, and I'm going to call it Maui mass murder, okay? 3M. 3M, not M&M's, the candy, 3M, is the most in-your-face middle finger to the American public and the snickers and the laugh. Because guess what? This whole thing behind the scenes, I'm told, is that it's done. The feat is completed. What's the feat? The beginning of the full genocidal annihilation and extinction of humanity, except for them, of course. What were the Georgia Guidestones, besides an assault on God's Ten Commandments, in my opinion, to control the world's population, bring it down to 500 million? Doug, we know the plan. Now we're seeing the plan. And I will suggest, inversely, I hope I'm wrong on this. It doesn't mean I have to be right. I hope I'm wrong. Inversely proportional to the lies that are being told about Maui, the apathy and indifference will rise until it's not anybody's thoughts. It's not anybody's thoughts anymore. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Steve, we only have about 2.5 minutes left. I can't believe how quickly time has gone. I am in total agreement with you. And if people don't rise up and demand transparency, and actually get it about Maui, then I don't see any hope, because that's coming to your area. It's coming to your backyard. It's coming to your house, maybe. But it is that way. And you did it. Look, there was so much information you shared with respect to the IRS, the guns, the weapons, the calibers. You know what you're talking about with respect to the righteous anger we must have in order to act, and I appreciate that. And I think that everyone who has heard you today needs to act, but act in accordance with what, by instructions, or from instructions by God. Hit your knees, ask for guidance, ask God to guide your footsteps and guide your actions from here on, because that's all we've got. Go ahead, sir.
I would encourage everybody to look up in precatory prayer. I've never seen a bigger group of cowards and the ones that come at me under the guise. And look, I'm not bashing real brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ who are members of the body of Christ. But I have heard so many excuses. Imprecatory prayer is praying the Psalms against the evil. The prayers of a righteous man avail much. Jesus said, wherever two or more agree on earth as touching anything will be done for us by our Father in heaven. You can't say, God bless America any longer. You've got to understand God's blessing is on his people, but not the nation. The nation's given under judgment. And until you realize that, you're a dead man or woman walking, my opinion.
Wow. No, I think, Steve, I think this was an incredible broadcast, and I appreciate everything you said, and you're absolutely right. Steve Quayle, please, folks, sign up for his private intelligence briefings. Please do that. May God bless you, my friend. Thank you so very much, all you do.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. That'll do it, folks. Have a good day.